Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, November 18th. And again, it's American Education Week. So a big celebration to all of you out there that are just doing the hard work every day for all of our kids. Today actually is Family Day as part of American Education Week. And we all know that a strong school needs strong partnerships, and none is more important than the one that we have with our families. Again, I would like to say a big hello and welcome to Dr. Lisa Hill from the Vice Principal Unoffice podcast. She's joining us all week and back here again today. And you know, Dr. Hill, the assistant principal's interactions with parents, sometimes they're just kind of, we get stuck in, you know, moments of crisis or discipline. And it's hard to really build that family relationship, but we're going to talk about it a little bit
today. Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, Dr. Hill, welcome back. Happy Tuesday to you as well. And we are on to question two. So the question for today is, as an AP, how do you successfully pivot a difficult conversation with a parent away from one that's purely a disciplinary tone and into a productive long-term partnership?
Another great question. There's not a lot of guidance for APs when they get started in this work.
Very true.
And discipline can be scary. And as teachers, we're often scared to call a parent and tell them some bad news. So as an AP, luckily I was an old school counselor. So I often put on my counseling hat. And what I learned over the years is I have to enter the conversation with empathy. And I have to understand where they're coming from. And I don't engage emotionally because you can't. That's a lot of wasted energy. The parent comes in fired up because what they send to school, it's like they're not keeping all the fabulous students at home. Like, they're sending us their best and they want the best for their kids, as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And kids make mistakes. And often parents who struggle to understand why we do things may have not had the best experience in school themselves, or they remember school how it was when they were young. So my approach has always been try to find something that we have in common. There's got to be something out there. Often I use, I'm a parent. I raised boys. Where did you go to school? Just something that you can find to start the conversation.
Sure.
And what I found, I've had a lot of luck with it. The Heartland team and the APs and principal I work with used to call me the parent whisperer because I would take the time and could get the parent to understand, I'm not out to get you. I'm not out to get your child. We're doing this together. We're a partnership. We're teaming. And I often told parents, we may have to agree to disagree, and that's okay. It has nothing to do with our relationship. And when I would say our relationship and put that out there, parents would calm down. They need to be heard just as much as their child does.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a ton of luck with that. I did not have a lot of angry parents. They were hot when they came in, and I kind of liked the challenge. I'd meet them at the door. They'd be angry, yelling at the secretary. And by the time they left, I usually got a hug. And of course, the people I worked with would laugh because some of those angry parents, I'd get gifts at Christmas and at the end of the school year and invited to graduation parties because I just take care of people. We're in human services. And you have to understand that you abide by board policy, you stick with what you're going to say, and you just tell the people why. When they know the why, parents do much better, especially when you do it with kindness. because it doesn't take much to be kind.
I like really thinking about that team approach, like you said, and it shouldn't be something that works really easily from the start. Think of every great athletic team, if you want to go down that route. You know, when they start off the first time, it takes a while for everybody to kind of get to know everybody, and it doesn't click right away. But with some kindness and with some work together, you do eventually get to that ultimate goal of winning. You know, whether we ever completely win in these type of conversations or not, certainly having that team approach is going to get a little bit closer to it anyway. That's really good.
And one other thing I do when we're all done, I always say to the parent, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody ever takes the time to ask the parent. When you're in a struggle with your child and they're not doing well, your emotions are all over the place. You want to protect them, but you want to hold them accountable. So that question alone can calm everything.
Well, and it really validates them as well, because I'm sure a lot of parents think that, oh, if my kid did something wrong, that's a reflection on me. And so I feel like there's something wrong there too. And no, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, that's awesome. Two down. And those were two rock star answers. Not that that shocks me. I would expect nothing less from you. That's awesome stuff. Well, we will be back again tomorrow with question number 3 as we continue on this week, exploring the role of the AP with Dr. Lisa Hill. So thanks again for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for joining as well. And we will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.